Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
We praise your name, God. Come on, just talk to him for a few minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just tell him how much you love him, how much you appreciate how good he's been. If it hadn't been for the Lord on your side, ask yourself the question, where would I be if he hadn't delivered, if he hadn't healed me, if he didn't encourage me, if he didn't keep me day by day? I would lose my mind. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name, Jesus. Glorify your name. We praise your name, Lord. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody be encouraged. The Lord told me to tell you, don't you give up. You trust God too much for you to give up on this situation. Yeah, you trust him way too much. Come on, just stand on his word. Stand on his promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for victory. We thank you for peace. We thank you for the joy that you give us. Not the kind of joy the world gives, but the joy that causes us to be full and strengthened. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your holy name. The mighty name of Jesus. At that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Demons fear and tremble at the name, the mention of the name of Jesus. His name is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it, and they'll say, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all your kindness and your love and grace. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for each person in this place. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you've given us. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the strength, the joy, the peace. And Lord God, we ask that you would look on each one of these people, each individual, and Lord, that you would give them what they need at this moment. Father, some of them, it may be material, some may be physical, some may be spiritual or even mental. But Lord, we know that you are the answer. We know that you have what we need, and we seek you diligently so that we might receive what you have. Father, we thank you right now. Lord, give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let me speak from the Holy Spirit of God. And Lord, I pray that you'll let your hearers today hear the word with joy and receive it. Father, let it stay with them. Let it be as words etched upon their heart. Father, we thank you right now. Father, after you've healed and delivered, after you set free and blessed the people that you love so dearly, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten son, and we believe in him, and we have eternal life because of it, and we thank you, Lord. We'll be careful to give you praise, glory, and honor, and magnify your name. We'll join in with the many-winged seraphim, the many-eyed cherubim, and declare one to another that you are holy. You are holy, God. You are holy, and your glory fills the earth. We thank you. We praise your name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Title and tag or the thought for this message that goes with the series Wisdom for Life is get focused. Tell somebody, get focused. We need focus in our life. Come with this brother stuff, and then they try all this, you know, this crooked, you know, conniving stuff, try to flip the scriptures, saying stuff that, you know, that just is just wrong. You don't know who you are. I know perfectly who I am. He that is a Jew without profited nothing. But he that is a Jew within, by the faith in Jesus Christ, by Abraham's faith in God. I wish I had somebody. That's who's a Jew. Y'all still with me here? I'm gonna leave this alone. That's scripture. Then, oh, I don't believe the New Testament like that. Well, you don't believe the Bible, so we ain't brothers. Back in your place, and I'm in mine. We have nothing in common. Come on and say hallelujah. So don't try to tell me the real name or nothing. All right. I'm going to get off that. Let's go to the next verse. He says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. By mercy and truth. Now, in the way that we look at it today, truth comes first. The way we look at it. Because when you get the truth, then you realize that you need the mercies of God. Because when you get the truth, you realize how messed up you are. And then you say, Lord, have mercy. And then he does. But in the universal order of law, we find out that actually mercy comes first. Let me show you how. Because from the foundations of the earth, the lamb was slain. That's mercy. Y'all still with me here? So he already knew that he was going to forgive you. That's why he said, while we were yet sinners, before I committed my first sin, before I told my first lie, before I messed up, he had already decided he loved me. He had already decided he had forgiven me. He had already allowed me to go through what I had to go through and said, you know what? It was a setup. I let you get wretched so you can see your wretchedness and get sick of your wretchedness so that you can turn into righteousness. Do I have anybody in the house? I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen in here. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. He said that mercy and truth, by mercy and truth, iniquity. What is iniquity? It's the hidden, you know. Because when we get saved, we don't stop sinning. We just learn how to hide it better. When you get saved, don't make you sinless, but it makes you sin less and less. And y'all with me? You know, because when I got saved, I thought I was going to be perfect, then I let myself down. You know, you remember that first lie you told after you got saved and you said you weren't going to lie? The first curse word you said after you said you weren't going to cuss no more? You know, and not that you, since you got saved, it ain't that you did everything right. Come on and say amen. But what we find out is that we hide some of this stuff. And when we hide it in our heart, because we don't want nobody else to know, so we ain't going to confess it. The Bible says, confess ye your faults to who? That's what it says. Now, let me tell you a story on that. Because you got to be careful with that. You know, we can go around and say, that's what I'm telling you. You got to know how to put them in the context. Because, you know, that was a story of, there was a Baptist preacher and a Pentecostal preacher. There were some preachers that just got together. They said, you know, brothers, it was that during that movement when they say the confession movement, when you confess to people because that made you liberated. And they got together, brother, let's confess our faults to one another since we can't talk to our congregations. We'll just talk to one another. And so there was one in there, he said, man, I love to smoke, you know, a joint every now and then. And the other one said, man, I'm glad we had this meeting because, man, my problem is I like to drink. Then another one said, man, you know, my problem is I like to run women. Then the other one said, man, I'm glad we had this little meeting and confession because my problem is I love to gossip. So you have to be careful with that. Y'all still with me? And so when we got iniquity, it's because we know that the person we might talk to just might gossip. And let me let you in on something. God doesn't gossip. I watch so many people get broken in churches because somebody gossiped to a nosy preacher, decided they wanted to prophesy because somebody told somebody something. Y'all don't hear me. God doesn't gossip. He is there to restore us. Right? If you already know you're broken and that's why you're here, God sees that and he breaks you before I can even speak a word. Amen. Right? And when he breaks you, he's able to heal you because he's the shepherd. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So we got to understand that God is not into embarrassing folks, demeaning folks, breaking folks down. God is not into that. He don't have to do that. Now, you know, some people think that's the only way you can get to him. No, God don't have to do that to get to you. God can do a whole bunch of other things. Huh? God will give you a dream one night and you wake up wanting to do right. I dreamed I died last night. Simple, something simple. God ain't got to bring you to church, embarrass you in front of everybody to make you get right. I'm just being honest with you. All right, let me go on here. He says that the iniquity, the mercy and truth, iniquity, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. What that means is it's pushed out, it's flushed out of your life. Because when you realize that it was the mercy of God that caused Jesus to give up his life for us, I wish I had somebody, and that God is not mad with us and he does not want to kill us. He's not angry with us. He's not sitting around the corner waiting to catch you to doing something and decides at that moment, I'm just going to kill you because you're just bad. You know, he knew you were going to be bad before you were born. He knows us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. He had a plan for us to begin with. So God already knew some path. He knows the way that we'll take. And he's going to try us in that way. Y'all still with me? And so when he sends his mercy, and then when we hear the word of God, the truth, it purges iniquity. It makes us want to get rid of that stuff. It makes us in our hearts say, I don't have room for that anymore because I got the love of God in there. I got the peace of God in there. I got the things that God want me to have because we got to guard our heart. Why? Because out of it flows the what? The issues of life, and we need to make sure our hearts are right. Amen. Y'all still with me? I know I'm long. I'm going to try to get here to a close. And it says, and by fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The reason why we don't do right and people do what they want to do and don't focus on what they need to be focused on is because they don't really fear God like they should fear him. You got people now talking about how they got mad with God and cussed God. And they did all this kind of stuff. They get talk about, you know, and I talk to God like he my homie. You know what? God is so much bigger than that. When, let me tell you something. You just go get in the airplane. And when you get up there and you look down, you realize how big God is. That this is such a small thing in God's eye that he can not only create an earth, which ain't even the biggest planet, but he can create universes. Come on and say, man, that God is just that big that he put a star far enough away called the sun that is just far enough away that it won't burn us up. He put just enough oxygen in the earth so that we won't suffocate to death. Come on and say, man, he put just enough what is needed in the soil that if you put a seed in it that it's going to grow something that you can eat. I don't know. God is just so awesome that he take a cow, something that's 600, 800, 900 pounds, and let it eat grass, and it gets that big to give me a steak. Come on and say hallelujah. I just don't know how God does it, but I'm so glad that he did it, and I'm so glad that he's just that big that I respect him. I reverence him. I don't think that that his arm's too short that he can't save. I don't think that his ears too heavy that he can't hear. I don't think that God is not in the affairs of man. I think that God is very present where we are, what we are doing. God is right there guiding the way, leading the way. He's in my path. The Bible says he'll lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We need to be focused on what God wants from us and what God is doing rather than focusing on what the next person is doing, what the next person is wearing. That's why we don't have no back door that swing open so you won't keep looking back every time somebody come in. Stay focused on what God wants you to stay focused on. That's wisdom for life in here. We got to learn how to stay focused. Makes us depart from evil. Makes me want to do right when I realize how the Hebrew writer said God is terrible. Yeah. Meaning that God is bad. Yeah. Bad meaning good. He's awesome. You know what? What's opposite of God? No. Nothing. Not even the devil. He's opposite of you. He's your opposition. Yeah. He's your opposition. He's not God's opposition because he knows better. Yeah. And look, the devil know better, but we just don't. Look, the Bible says that the devils fear and tremble at the name of Jesus. Right? The Bible also says that the devils, they fear and they believe. But here are the people who don't fear and don't believe. That's something how people won't fear God and won't believe, and the devil do. You ain't no better than the devil if you can't fear God. All right, let me go on. All right, verse number seven. When a man's ways please the Lord, he may even his enemies to be at peace with him. I love that scripture. I love that scripture. I'm going to tell you why I love it. Because there's some people that was your friend, now they frenemies. Some people that have been all the time your enemy and you didn't know it. Some people are just your enemy, period. But the Bible says when you please God in the way that you walk, when you choose the right path and you talk the right talk and you practice what you preach, come on and say, man, he will make your enemies to be at peace with you. And, you know, your enemy, look, the reason I love that is because I know some folks been my enemy, but they can't say nothing bad about me because I ain't been nothing but good to them. Come on and say, man. I know some folks that don't just hate. Don't you know that they got people that hate your guts, but they can't do nothing about you? Somebody should have shouted. They don't like the fact that you got, you know, they don't like you. They don't like your house, your dog, your husband. They don't like none of your children, but they can't do nothing about you. Somebody should have shouted right there. Because they can't do anything. And look, so all they can do is when they pass by, say, hey. And look, and that's peace right there. That's peace. When a man's ways please the Lord, all they can do is speak to you. All they can do when somebody try to say something, when they try to say something good about you, all they can do is grunt. But they can't touch you. Oh, tell somebody, my enemies can't touch me. The Bible said, this is what David said in Psalm 23. He said that the Lord prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And so if that's walking in peace, that's what I want. I want to be able to sit down, look at my enemy, and say, Lord, I'm going to pay for their food. While I'm sitting at trail ball, bring me their ticket. So I let them know that it's the Lord that's blessed me. And I'll come on and say, man, I let them know that I'm at peace and they ain't sleeping at night trying to wish bad on me. I'm at peace and they can't get their life together because they're looking at me cross-eyed and sideways and cock-eyed. I wish I had somebody in the house. Y'all don't want none of this right here. But I'm just so glad this scripture right here blessed my soul that when a man's ways please the Lord, I don't care what your enemy do, they can try to not like you. They can try to cuss you out and God will shut them. God, just shut their mouth up. God, they'll try to say something, tell a lie on you, and God will just stop them. They'll say, oh, I ain't going to say nothing, though. They'll just stop right there. God will stop them because you please God. I wish I had some people that had some real enemies in the house, some people that understood what it means to have people not to like you. I wish I had a few people in the house today that understood that sometimes people would just want to destroy your name just because other people like your name, because the Bible says a good name is better than a precious ointment. And so your name is like medicine to some folks. When they mention your name, they get all googly eye. They start to grinning and smiling. Oh, yeah. And they start to realize that if people like you, I can't like them because people like them better than they like me. They got some type of personality disorder that they can't let other folks like other folks. Come on and say, man, I know people like that. Anybody know folks like that? Oh, yeah, but the Bible said that if I don't need to worry about them, I just need to please God. I just need to stay focused on the will of God. Stay focused on doing what God wants. Stay focused on the things that God put before me. I ain't got time to mess with the devil. I need to do what Jesus did after the devil had came and tempted him. The Bible said he tempted him by taking him up on a high place. He asked him to turn stone into bread. He asked him to worship him. I wish I had somebody. He said, if you jump off, the word said that the angels will catch you. And Jesus said, that's out of context. He said, don't tempt the Lord thy God. And then what did Jesus say at the end of it? He said, Satan, get thee behind. I'm focused on something else, so get behind me. I'm focused on something else, so get right behind me. I'm focused on the will of God. So later, I'm focused on the things of God. So after a while, I'll catch you late. I wish I had somebody. See, what Satan didn't know is that Jesus was saying, get behind me, because he knew after I die, I'm coming to your house. And everybody you got locked up in hell, I'm coming to let them go. Do I have any? You mess with me on this side, I'm going on the other side to mess with you. I wish I had somebody in the house. You see, you got to understand that the devil, he wants to mess with you right where you are. But look, when you get on the other side of your trial, you need to say, you mess with me, now I'm about to mess with you. I know I was on this side of my sickness, and you had me thinking I was going to die, but the Lord delivered me. And since I'm on the other side of it, I'm praying for every sick person. I'm laying hands on the sick because I know they will recover. Do I have anybody that say, I'm on the other side? I was broke. I was busted and disgusted. But now I got a job. And now I'm blessing people. I'm sowing seeds wherever they got a need. Come on and shout glory. Come on and give God some praise. When I look at what I'm focused on, I can't focus on my trial. I got to focus on the one who can get me through the trial. I can't focus on tribulation, but I got to focus on my Savior, that he's coming to help me out. I wish I had somebody. I can't focus on what's down here. I got to lift my head until the hills would come at my help, for my help come from the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. Do I have anybody that say, I'm focusing now? Come on and shout yes and give God some praise. Let me skip on down to the next two. It said, better is a little with righteousness than somebody with a lot and don't have no right in them. Come on and shout glory. I'm so glad God said that I got a little righteousness in me. And since I got a little righteousness, it's better than what Donald Trump has. I wish I had somebody. Let me move on to the next verse. He said, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Y'all got to stay with me now. I know y'all was ready to go. You can come with me now. He said, a man's heart. In other words, I have a device. In other words, I try to calculate how I want things to happen in my life. I have things that I want to happen. I got things that I want to do. What about me? What about my enjoyment? What about me doing the things I always dreamed about? You see, when you let God give you your dreams, you ain't got to worry about it. I wish I had somebody. But you let other people tell you your dreams. I don't want other folks to tell me my dreams. I want God to give me my dreams. See, some people let other folks tell them what to do. They talk you into believing that that's your call. I don't have nobody telling me what my call is. When I was about 8 years old, the Lord visited me and told me what it was. The Lord showed me in a dream. Then he showed me in a vision. See, I don't have to let somebody else tell me who I am in God to validate who I am. I know who I am. And since I know who I am, I'm going to stand on what I know. Somebody shout yes. But when he said a man's heart devises and calculates, try to figure a way out to be what you want to be. But it said, but the Lord will direct his steps. You see, you might want to be young people. There may be a young boy in here that wants to be a rapper, that wants to be a ball player. But the Lord has a plan. He might not want you to rap. He might not want you to play ball. He might want you to lay hands on the sick. He might want you to preach his word. He might want you to cast devils out. Do I have anybody in the house of God that said, I'm not trying to be something that God don't want me to be. I'm trying to be all that the Lord wants me to be. How do I become what the Lord want me to be? He said in his word, commit thy way unto the Lord and he'll bring it to pass. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll direct your path. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to trust him when I can't trace him?
I'm going to put my trust in him. When everything else fails, I trust in the Lord. Do I have anybody? When people lie on you, trust in the Lord. When they talk about you, trust in the Lord. When friends are few, trust in the Lord. Do I have anybody that say, I almost got off focus. I was like Asaph in Psalm 73. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, my foot almost slipped. But when I went to the house of God, somebody say yes, I realize that they can't last always. Somebody shout glory and give God some praise. Anybody here, if you're not too mean, wave your hand if you're glad today and say, I'm so glad trouble don't last always. I had to cry sometime, but trouble don't last. I had to moan sometime, but trouble don't last. I had to go through at night, but that's all right. I know that Jesus will. Anybody know he will? Why don't you say yes? Won't God do it? Won't God do it? Won't he open up doors that's been closed in your face? Won't he heal your body whenever you feel bad? Won't he comfort you like nobody else? Somebody say yes. Come on and shout yes. Won't God make your enemy your footstool? Take me up just a little bit. Won't God do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Is he all right? Somebody say yes in here. The Lord is all right. Why is he all right? Because Jesus died. Somebody say yes. Took up an old rugged cross. Went up an old raggedy hill. Laid down on the cross. Said, no man take it. My life, but I lay it down. When he laid it down, somebody say yes. The Bible says they made a big mistake. They lifted him up, and he said in his word, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. He drew me one day. I'll draw all men unto thee. Somebody say yes. But when he died, he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders. And he died. Anybody know he died? He died until the sun refused to shine. He died till the earth began to quake. He died till a centurion soldier started preaching and said, surely, he said, surely, he's the Son of God. Anybody know that not only did he die, but he went down to hell, took the keys from death, hell, and the grave, took captivity captive, brought him out of hell, went back to the grave. They put a rock in front of the grave. They sealed the grave with another rock, and they turned around and put soldiers in front of the rock, but the earth began to quake. I came to let you know, it doesn't matter what they do. Don't matter how they try to bottle you up. Don't matter what label they put on you and who they put in front of it. Just know what God, that he's able to do it. The earth began to quake. The rock was rolled away. The soldiers ran away. And Jesus got up with all power. Anybody know he got power? Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Say yes. Tell your neighbor that he got power. Say, oh, that was the wrong neighbor. Tell your other neighbor, say, he got power. Power to heal you. Power to touch you. Power to save you. Power to pick you up and turn you around. Somebody say yes. Ain't nobody happy but me. Come on and shout yes. I'm about to go to my seat, but before I go to my seat, could you help me close in the celebratory moment in my hooping period? I want you to help me close and say to your